From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama will address a joint session of Congress next week, one day after lawmakers return from their summer recess. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
If President Obama is going to get a health care bill through Congress this year, these next few weeks will be crucial. Bipartisan negotiations in the Senate have dragged, while it's unlikely the House version of the bill could pass the Senate. So Mr. Obama will try to amp up the energy with a major speech on Wednesday night, similar to a State of the Union address, but focusing on his health care plans. It's a signal that the White House is getting more directly involved in negotiations. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.
The government has announced a $2.3 billion settlement with Pfizer, including a criminal penalty over charges that it illegally marketed the drug Bextra. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The Food and Drug Administration approved the drug Bextra to treat arthritis and other conditions. Pfizer asked the FDA to allow additional uses, but the FDA said no, citing concerns with the drug's safety. Still, Pfizer went ahead, encouraging doctors to prescribe the drug for other unapproved uses. After a four-year investigation, Pfizer agreed to pay a record $1.2 billion fine, forfeit $100 million in profits, and pay $1 billion in restitution to compensate Medicare and Medicaid. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
Some procedural changes are in the works for monitors of airspace over the Hudson River in New York. The Federal Aviation Administration says pilots will face new speed restrictions. The agency says all aircraft flying 1,300 feet or below will be required to use the same frequency. The rule changes come in the wake of the deadly August 8th mid-air collision between a small plane and a tour helicopter over the Hudson. 9 people died in that mishap. One day after Iran suggested it is open to new talks, the U.S. and its partners on the Iranian nuclear issue say they hope to arrange a meeting soon. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Germany hosted the latest meeting of political directors from the U.S., U.K., France, Russia, and China. This group has been trying to lure Iran back to the negotiating table, and State Department spokesman Ian Kelly says they want Iran to make good on an offer of talks and to meet sometime before the U.N. General Assembly later this month. That's when officials from the six nations are expected to meet again to talk about the potential for more sanctions against Iran to pressure it to curb its nuclear program. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Mexico's Baja California has spared any injuries from Hurricane Jimena. The storm was destructive to roofs, power lines, trees, and other structures, but beach resorts on Los Cabos, on the southernmost tip of the peninsula, suffered little damage. Jimena is now a tropical storm. This is NPR News. Damage and humanitarian need assessments are underway in Indonesia following today's magnitude 7.0 earthquake. The official death toll stands at 44, with dozens missing. The health ministry in Jakarta reported 110 people hospitalized, several of them in critical condition. Thousands poured into the streets when the tremor hit, many of them now fearing powerful aftershocks. Some 230,000 people in Indian Ocean nations were killed in the December 2004 tsunami, triggered by a massive earthquake. Many of them were Indonesians. Iran reportedly is replacing 40 of its ambassadors, including a number who voice support for reform activists protesting the disputed re-election of President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Dale Gavlak has more.
Iran's semi-official Fars News Agency said the envoys have been given notice that their diplomatic postings were terminated. It said some had officially taken positions in support of the protesters during the recent unrest. It did not provide details on the ambassadors affected. It said the new envoys will likely be chosen from those loyal to the principles of the Islamic Revolution. Activists have also expressed concern that there will be a purge among academics in the social sciences in Iran. The clerical rulers have accused universities of helping to incubate the post-election unrest. But the moderate opposition, charging voter fraud, has blamed the authorities for the bloodshed. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials fell 29 points to close at 92.80. The Nasdaq lost a single point and the S&P 500 was down 3. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.